Hey everybody, welcome back to Black Talent TV. Look who's next. Of course, you guys know it's your girl Simone Jackson, always here to bring you guys the greatest celebrity interviews, and of course just have the information for you guys here and there. For those of you guys who don't know, who are just joining in with us, Look Who's Next is a great podcast where we have engaging conversations with influential guests in the entertainment industry and beyond. Our next guest, I'm super excited to be speaking with. She is an award-winning media personality. She's a leading expert on fashion and style. She is an entrepreneur. She has worked with the best of the best. I'm talking about she's worked with the Oprah magazine. She has worked with Good Housekeeping. And Magazine 17, she was the first African American woman beauty and fitness director at their publication. I am super, super excited to be talking to the wonderful, the amazing, the brilliant Miss Ty Violetta. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Simone? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here. I'm super excited to be talking with you. Like I said, your extended list is super impressive. So I'm super glad you were able to take your time out here and speaking with Black Talent TV today.
Thank you so much, Simone, for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
Yes, of course. All right, so I'm going to fire the first question at you, Ms. Ty. What really began your passion for your career for styling, influencing, and media personality?
My career started, I started as a magazine editor. I started interning when I was in college. I graduated from Spelman College. And I was fortunate enough to start interning while I was in college and then decided that I really liked media and magazine publishing. I think nowadays we live in a society and a world where it's not necessarily about having one set career, or one set career trajectory. You know, it's really about how do you cultivate your talents, your gifts, the things that you're passionate about. And for me, it's really about being purpose-led and purpose-driven and purpose-focused. To figure out what you can do next, right? And so, I was fortunate enough to work in magazines. I developed an eye for style and creating images because, quite frankly, I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand the real role of an editor. But in addition to deciding what's hot and what's relevant and what needs to be brought to the forefront from a media perspective, editors also, especially if you're in the beauty and fashion space, you are a creative director. You are a person who has to go on sales call and understand the business, and as well as understanding how to connect with audiences. So, you know, my work as an editor at Oprah and at 17 and at Vibe Vixen as the editor there, which was my last official role in magazine publishing, led me then to really have a sense of understanding how to connect with women audiences. I didn't care whether or not we were talking about fashion or beauty or whether or not we were talking about life. It was really about connecting with audiences. And so, then that led to me being on TV and working with brands because I understood brand language. And the reality is, I just want to reiterate, is that a job is less about the job, more about the skill sets, the passion, the purpose, and how you leverage that job to do what you like to do. And ultimately, for me, it's about having impact for women and on communities. So I'm fortunate enough to work in the entertainment space where I'm given a platform so I can share that message, but that's what's most important to me.
I love it. Love it. I do. And I think that's awesome. And like I said, your work has been so incredible and inspiring. But one of the most things I definitely admire about you, Ms. Ty, is that you inspire millions and millions of women. You inspire their inner and outer beauty. What is like that for you?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward in the sense that, you know, for me, I love looking good. I think women enjoy dressing up and, you know, making sure that they feel good externally. But I am a big believer that it starts with what's happening on the inside. And so you can't really disconnect the two. Uh-huh. I really do, you know, find that, you know, when you do the work on the inside, it's easier to shine brighter on the outside. And that's really how I try and approach my life, and I'm always grateful and honored when people recognize what I look like externally, but I always challenge them to really understand what's happening from the inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said in the earlier production of the show, You were the youngest and first African-American woman director for 17 Magazine's Beauty and Fitness. What was that like for you?
It was a long time ago. So sometimes I forget really what it felt like. It was a very long time ago. But I do remember, you know, when I, you know, was offered the role at 25 years old, to become the beauty and fitness director at 17. This was in 2004. And at that time, like now, I'm really, you know, grateful and honored to say that there are so many amazing, a lot more talented and recognizably talented women of color in the beauty and fashion space than there was when I was there, when I was doing this work. So It was definitely monumental. I think at 25, I didn't recognize really how monumental it was and how important it was. But I do remember feeling like I had something to prove, not just for me, but more for other Black girls and Black women, right. Both professionally, like how we show up. And so that way, you know, never could it be that, oh, as a woman of color, she didn't do X and didn't do X. I felt that. And I also remember feeling an incredible sense of responsibility of making sure that I diversified and contributed to the diversification of the pages of 17 Magazine, because I just felt like to talk about beauty, to talk about what was a standard of beauty and not include all images and of beauty would have been a loss. Then I would have, you know, yes. failed. You know, the purpose of that role. So I'm extremely grateful for it. I think it really helped to put a lot of things in perspective for me, mm-hmm. including, and most importantly, not, you know, just why a lipstick is so freaking fabulous or what why the texture is important, but it put into perspective for me, you know, why really connecting with women on a heart level is important for what they present externally. So I learned a lot. That I will say, I learned a lot, but it's really crazy right now to think that was 16 years ago or 15 years ago that happened.
Still though, the impact that it made though, you know, is still, you know, people still talk about it. Like I said, it was 15, 16 years ago, but still something that made an impact and still something that was super.
Well, I don't think it's about being talked about. What I think is important to me, and mm-hmm. I'm sure this would be the same sentiment that someone like Susan Taylor or Mickey Taylor from Essence would have, mm-hmm. is I don't care if anyone ever talks about it, to be quite honest. What I care about is that we have the Elaine Welteroffs, that we have the Nikki Oganakes, that we have the Kalana Barfields, that we have the Claire Somers, that we have all these other women, that we have the Essence, I forget her last name, that we have the Julie Wilsons, that there are so many other people that now have come behind me, mm-hmm. that are really kind of infiltrating and dominating the industry. That's what's important to me. I think, you know, as a people of color, I think it's really important that we don't get sidetracked on focusing on who was first. What you better be sure of is that you're not the last. And that's what's important to me.
Oh, I love that. You better make sure you're not the last. Oh, I like that. I like that saying right there. I think I'm going to keep that one. I do. I think I'm going to keep that one. That is, that was powerful. I think I got chills over here, Ms. Ty. I think I got chills. All right.
Well, I mean, it's real. And I think that's what we have to be focused on. And I mean, even more when we talk about entertainment, on the heels of Homecoming and the success of Homecoming, breaking Netflix, it's very evident that Beyonce is not caught up in the trappings of just being Beyonce. She's recognizing the importance of how you leverage any platform to say something more meaningful, because all of this stuff is going to fade. It's going to come and go. You know, what's hot today, it's not going to be hot next week. So if you're not creating a legacy and creating meaningful impact, what is the point?
So agree. So agree. Amen to that. I agree with that. Just it's more important to have something meaningful, a platform that can, you know, reach people and inspire people, kind of, you know, it's what she's doing. And I I give it all for that, and the woman of color that's been doing it and continue to do it. So, like you said, it doesn't matter if you're first, you just better make sure you're not last. So that's.
I don't want to be the last. Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. All right, Ms. Ty. So, going on to the next question, you know, as a style expert, because we do have some fashionistas, some fashion lovers that are definitely listening into right now, but as a fashion expert, what style advice can you give the Black Talent TV audience?
I think style should be reflective of your personality. And I look at style as a way to communicate and express who I am. So there are days that I'm in sweats and with a heel. There are other days that I am, you know, in a sequined sheer dress. I mean, it really is reflective of, you know, what you're feeling and what you want to communicate. And I also think, like, the other thing is that trends don't work for everyone. So you got to build a foundation of, like, what your aesthetic is. And then grow from there. And then the other thing is, like, talk to experts, like hire real experts, not people that have an opinion about style, because that's one thing. But there are some real fundamental things when you're looking at aesthetic and style about balance and color and shading and all those things that work. So I think it's important to have a you know, someone that you can talk to, like, who knows it. So, you know, a stylist is one thing, but then if there's an expert at one of your favorite stores that you really trust and like their style and their approach, you know, connect with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope all the style and fashion looks are out there listening, because we got a true expert saying some genuine advice. So I hope everyone's listening. But going on to the next question, you know, Ms. Ty, you have an upcoming book that is coming out. Can you tell us about it?
Actually, I am launching an online e-learning platform. So there's a book is in the works, but the book won't be out for another year and a half, possibly. I just launched an online e-learning course called Beyond Ready. And you can go to tybeauchamp.com. And, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 13 years. Some of it focused around style and lifestyle. A lot of it focused around creating branded content for companies like Shea Moisture, like, you know, TV One, companies like Target and Walmart. And, you know, I help brands to tell their stories, ultimately, is what my company and my production company does. And so looking at business and recognizing that so many young women of color, especially, are interested in entrepreneurship, as well as being empowered, I created Beyond Ready, an online e-learning course to help women, especially, but also men, to design and become the masters of their life and design the universe and the life that they want, applying business principles to how you work and also how do you develop yourself and do personal development. So it's called Beyond Ready, and you can go to Ty Beauchamp, TaiBeauchamp, or Ty, TaiBeyondReady.com to find out more.
All right, you guys heard it. Make sure you guys go to that platform. It sounds like it's going to be amazing. So I encourage the Black Talent TV audience to go to the Be Ready platform and check it out, as well as checking out Ms. Ty. Going on for one of the next few questions here, we got Rhea here. You know, besides the platform and the book, are there any other future projects that you're working on that you can just give a little dish to Black Talent TV about?
Yeah, well, I have a new television show coming out on a new network called Cleo TV. It's a travel show that I'm hosting and a producer on as well, with my co-host Elton Anderson, who's an amazing photographer who is known for traveling the world and really just kind of capturing the world through his lens and perspective. And so Lens of Culture will launch on Cleo TV in August of this year. And I'm also in the process of developing two other content platforms with some amazing partners that I'm really excited about that I've created. So creating content, connecting with more women, and Lens of Culture, and perhaps even another TV show that we shall stay tuned about.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward. I'd love to see more travel shows, but I would love to definitely see more people of color definitely hosting the travel shows and seeing, you know, the world and everything from their eyes and their perspective. So I'm super excited about that. So I definitely cannot wait to, you know, see more of that as that develops. But I want to make sure that the Black Talented audience keeps up with you, make sure they keep up with all your work. Where can they go to follow you?
I am on Instagram mostly, but I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at Taibo, T-A-I-B-E-A-U. And you can go to Taibo Champ, T-A-I-B-E-A-U-C-H-A, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, .com.
All right, you guys heard it. Make sure you guys follow her, check her out. Make sure you guys go to the platforms and make sure you guys keep tuned through all the other pillars she's definitely attached to. Going on to the next question, Ms. Ty, I'm very interested to know about this. You know, not only do you inspire women, but you have definitely, you definitely talk about, you know, your connection with women and everything. I would love to know, who inspired you, Ms. Ty, to become the woman you are today?
I mean, there are too many people that have inspired me. I think my greatest inspiration is my grandmother, though, who helped raise me, who raised three kids on her own, went to college, went to graduate school, took care of her mom, and never really complained about doing any of it, but always did everything with grace and also integrity and with love. And she's also just such a light. So she's really my greatest inspiration. But on a daily basis, I find myself inspired by other women that I meet and connect with, especially young women. So I mentor quite a few. I call them my frenties. They call me their frentor. I mentor quite a few. And, you know, when I talk to them, you know, they give me all the energy and all the sauce and all of the extra, I'm like, yeah, let's get it. So that inspires me and really makes me feel energized about creating something new and building what's next.
Oh my God. I want to be a friendy. I can be a good one. I promise. I'm just saying, if you're looking for extras, if there's any more spots open, I'm just saying, I know someone, that's me, that would like.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. But I also say, like, you know, that's the thing. People, you know, I think a lot of young people especially are often looking for mentors. And also often ask, I actually did a whole live this morning because I try and do lives on my Instagram feed most mornings, Monday through Friday. And the live today was actually talking about how a lot of young people ask people to be their mentors. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the wrong approach. You don't ask someone to be your mentor. You ultimately cultivate a relationship with them. And that relationship evolves into a mentor-mentee relationship.
Oh,
the asking someone to be your mentor is too calculated. It doesn't work like that. Any relationship really should be one that comes from a place of authenticity and true connection. And that's then how you relate and you grow and you learn from, because then there's a desire to deposit not only from the friend, the mentor into the mentee, but right vice versa, because it should be a reciprocal relationship. So, but yes, I do feel inspired by my mentees and my frienties, as I call them, but like, because they give me new ways of thinking. And that always challenges me. So I'm grateful for that.
Absolutely. And I just love the friend tour and the friend tease. I really feel like you should trademark that, make that into a shirt, sell that. I think that's a really good marketable, you know, line right there. I'm just saying, because I really like that. I think you should trademark that saying.
I'm not mad at that. Thank you for that.
Oh, Miss Ty, you know, you have such an accomplished career. But, you know, even though with accomplished career, there's always some things that we still one achieved that we haven't yet. Are there any goals that you haven't reached that you would still like to accomplish?
Girl, I'm just starting. It's not even about, like, I'm just starting. So, you know, to ask about goals, I think if you're not always trying to figure out what's next and how you're going to grow and stretch yourself, not just professionally and with a new job or more money, mm-hmm. then that's a problem. Like, so there are way more goals I haven't hit than I have hit, to answer your question. And, you know, I think the last year and a half for me has been focusing on my spiritual self and my wellness and my physical. And like, and so I want to continue to do that. I want to get married. I want to have a family. I want to start a new business, and there's something percolating there. I want to sell that successfully. I want to have a home in LA, in New York, and in Europe. Yeah, there are tons of goals. Like, oh, yes. I mean, there's always something. But most importantly for me is I just want to be sure that I am being used and elevated to the highest extent, and I'm impacting the world in a positive way. So that's my driver.
I love that. I definitely love that. And I totally agree with the house in LA, New York, Europe. Oh yeah. I want it all. I want it everywhere. I want a house in Jamaica, Bahamas.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm just saying, we're going to go down a list. And there's a lot of places I would like some homes in, just being honest. All right. Coming at you with the final question, Ms. Ty. If you had to choose a different career besides, you know, your stylist for your media personality, TV show host. If you had,
I like to say entrepreneur first. I would lead with entrepreneur, and then I would lead with producer and TV host and personality. I mean, style is like not. I mean, it's how I started my career, but I don't look at myself at this point in my career as someone who leads with style as much as I do like the business and also the spiritual self. But to answer your question, if there is or was a role or, you know, a job or a career that I would take, if it weren't this, I'm really grateful to be doing this. So I would probably be a teacher.
Really?
I would probably be a teacher or an anthropologist or even an anthropologist. I find people so fascinating, and studying people is just interesting to me. But I also just love helping others to gain new understanding. So it would be one of those two.
Well, that is so interesting. You are possibly the third person that I've asked that actually said they would like to be a teacher.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, you know, the more you learn, the more you want others to learn. So I'm a teacher now in some ways, but I think coming also from a family of educators, I would have probably chosen that route.
Wow.
Even though it wasn't for me.
Right. But I think that's cool though. Like I said, you are the third person that said they would like to be a teacher. So shout out and respect the teachers out there. So you guys are definitely doing the work. But yeah, Miss Ty, I really appreciate you giving me your words and thoughts today. I know the Black Talent TV audience are definitely listening in deeply to your words and your thoughts and advice, of course, about, you know, not only career, but the connection and the mentorship. You know, you don't ask, you just got to feel it out, because, you know, it's a better connection that way. So I definitely appreciate you, you know, sitting down and talking with me today.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Love and blessings to you guys.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys know my name is Simone Jackson, and your hostess with the mostest. If you guys ever want to interview with me or advertise with me, make sure you guys check me out, info@blacktalenttv.com. Make sure you guys also check out Ms. Ty on Instagram. Make sure you guys check out the platforms. Be ready. Make sure you guys check out her new projects. I'll be in the work, of course, that TV show we were just briefly talking about. So make sure you guys check her out. She's an amazing entrepreneur, producer, and of course we just established mentor, so make sure you guys definitely follow her. I definitely want to give a thanks to her one more time for definitely speaking in. I know you guys will feel definitely a deep connection with her, just like I did, so I definitely appreciate that. I definitely want to thank you guys for listening in, and make sure you again make sure you guys hit us up at info@blacktalenttv.com. We're always willing to listen to you guys, and always here and ready for you guys' comments, so make sure you guys do that. I want to thank our today's guest, Ms. Ty Beauchamp, one more time. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. Until then, everybody, have a great day, and we'll be back soon. Bye.